So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is a list put together by a committee here at WFAN. If you have missed 25 through 14, I'm not going to go through it, but you can check out the WFAN YouTube page. We're going to collect them and put them all together. We are now down to number 13, number 12, and number 11. And next week, we will find out the top 10. We'll unveil two each day. And by Friday, we will find out the most memorable moment in New York sports. But today, it is unlucky number 13.
Number 13. Tears are shed as the Giants finally beat the Eagles.
Because tonight, for the first time in too many damn years versus the Philadelphia Eagles, we had the better quarterback, we had the better running back, and we had the better football team, Justin. How good does that feel, man?
So, definitely a memorable moment. Oh, made even more memorable and interesting by Sean weeping.
100%, which is why I think Sean crying definitely had to be, like, you know, a part of it.
Oh, it had to be.
I mean,
but let's be honest. The Giants dominated that game. They really did. And so the Eagles obviously were a little bit flawed early in their season, as we're starting to see now in three straight losses. But It was impressive because nobody saw that coming.
You're 100% right.
Except for me, I predicted it.
I think we actually all did predict it.
Yeah, I think we did.
I think it was one of those weird nights.
Our show picked it.
Everybody did. Yes. I picked him to win. Sean definitely picked him to win. I think Tommy took the points but didn't pick him to win.
No, I picked them to win. Sean took the points, not for them to win.
All right, I apologize.
No, all good, dude.
Thank you for correcting it.
Yeah. Which is why Sean was so emotional.
Probably so. What I also think contributed to Sean's emotion, it's a shame we can't hear from Sean. You know what? We'll ask Al to speak for Sean.
Yes.
So whatever you think Sean would say, Al, could be the answer. But I wondered if the Yankees' embarrassment from the night before, being in the building with me, torturing him a little bit.
I almost forget that was the same
week. It was the day before.
Yeah, I remember.
I almost wonder if that made you cry more because you had kind of dealt with the Yankee embarrassment a day earlier.
I was feeling so heartbroken.
He was also being filmed like a zoo animal by Evan Roberts.
Don't turn on me.
Oh, I'm not turning on you. I'm just saying I think he was cranky because he was being treated like a hippopotamus, basically, for your and other Met fans' pleasure.
Tommy,
yeah.
You and Al missed an opportunity, and it's your fault.
It's definitely your fault, Evan.
It's your fault.
Oh, it's my fault.
In 2024, we were standing together, the three of us, Al Cintron, Tommy Lugauer, and Evan Roberts, as Edwin Diaz was on the mound trying to protect a three-run lead against the Phillies in a closeout game. Al and Tommy, to their credit, were confident.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I was shaking like a child. And if any of them had the foresight, they could have stuck a camera in my face, too.
You know why they didn't?
Why?
Because that's invasion of privacy, of sports fan privacy. And you do it willingly. Shame on you. Shame.
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 Shame. Also, I wonder if the Giants' season spiraling since hurts that moment a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It does.
It does.
That's
definitely
a top seven because moment
look,
if they're good.
Look, you beat the Chargers, and then what was the game in between?
The Saints.
Saints. All right. You beat the Chargers, and then that nonsense that happens with the Saints was frustrating because they should have blown out the Saints. And then you beat the Eagles, and after that point, you're just saying to yourself, this team actually might be freaking good.
Yeah.
And so I think what's happened since, it's depressing because you're like, yeah, we're not really that good.
Isn't that the last win they've gotten?
Yes.
let me ask you this, Tiggy, as the Giant guy. And
yeah.
You too, Tommy.
Just not Sean. He's not the Giant guy.
Well, he can't talk.
He's just mute.
Even if you did ask him, he can't talk.
He's just Giant.
The Eagles' downfall, does that diminish that win at all?
That's a good question.
I mean, a little bit, to be honest with you.
Really?
Because some of the faults that we talked about it in the week leading up to the game. Like, they were aging out at the old line a little bit. Lane Johnson was hurt. He ended up getting hurt. Jordan Mailata wasn't playing great run defense, still a great pass blocker, but Saquon was a shell of what he was a year before. And then you could see the cracks. And then a few weeks later, they're fully exposed. Their defense is still pretty good.
Yeah,
so give credit to the Giant offense still, but you knew that they were vulnerable.
It's funny. I think looking at the Eagles now, yes. I think looking at the Giants now, mm-hmm. yes, it kind of ruins it. But in the moment, you beat the Eagles.
Oh, yeah, you're not dismissing
and
or discounting
just
that
beat
in
them.
Any way.
You embarrassed them.
Right. And you won 2 out of 3. You beat the Chargers, a playoff team. You beat the Eagles, and it felt like they were trending upwards.
I must say, we've been on the air for 2.5 hours. Al's done a great job. Tommy's done a great job.
Thank you.
Sean has done a great job of watching this. This is the moment where Sean's about to explode. He needs to speak. And I don't even know what he wants to speak about.
He could speak. He's got 16 Giants podcasts, and we could play a clip of it, Evan, on Monday. I'm sorry. Did you anybody hear an annoying zzz in the background there? He's got 17 different platforms. He could cry about it there, and we could play it back on Monday.
You got an infestation in there? Would you like me to call the exterminator?
Please. We need it out of here, removed immediately.
Over his head. All right. Let's get to number 12 here in 25 and 25.
Number 12. The Yankees season ends quietly in a loss to the Blue Jays in Game 4 of the ALDS.
Guerrero backs off at first. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. And that'll do it. The Toronto Blue Jays are going to the American League Championship Series, which starts on Sunday as Hoffman gives a very defiant look at the Yankee dugout.
Yeah, I think that call perfectly exemplifies that game. It was a sleepy game.
Yeah.
It was a non-exciting game, and it was just a quiet finish to what was, they won a 94-game regular season.
Yeah, and they were tied for the best record in the American League. We all know how what should have and could have happened, but that description was exactly right.
Yes.
It felt just like a quiet, all right, you're gone.
Yeah.
We'll see you next year.
And what's crazy is
it's over.
I stayed to the bitter end, and I was like alone. Sean was there. He left early. Mm-hmm. Everybody left early. I'm sitting there by myself scoring the game. Like, come on. Yeah. You know, I don't know how this is going to end.
But I left early because I knew that the next night I had plenty of night broadcasting.
That's right. Because to his point, that occurred the day before the Giants beat the Eagles on a Thursday night. So it was all connected.
Right.
And finally, for today, number 11.
Number 11. News of the Jets' decision to cut Aaron Rodgers leaks out on Super Bowl Sunday.
I've learned that Aaron Rodgers flew back to New Jersey this week to meet with the Jets about his future. Met with the team head coach and the GM, only to be told that they want to move on from him. Now, the thing is, what does Aaron want his player or not? What happens? Did they trade him? Did they cut him? Whatever it is. But the fact that Aaron actually used his own plane to fly there to find out what the decision probably means that Aaron still wants to play another year, just not going to be for the Jets. How about that?
How about that? Mm. And this is almost a year ago now.
Jay Glazer on the report.
What makes this story number 11, in my opinion, and maybe just not even on the list, is Super Bowl Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's A-Rod opting out in the middle of the 2007 World Series. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's not the shock of Aaron Rodgers being cut. It's when it came out.
Yeah.
And I coincidentally had the pregame show on. I don't even know why. I usually don't. And it was on in the background. And that's when I saw it. I was like, what? That's it?
Right.
It's over?
Yeah, and the timing was weird.
The timing was bizarre. And I keep thinking back to why. Because that probably came from the Jets. Or maybe came from Rodgers. Who leaked that story to Glazer?
I would guess it's the Jets. Because why would Aaron Rodgers want to be obscured by the Super Bowl? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless
you want to upstage way A-Rod did.
Well, upstage it or not be embarrassed by it? I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. And so it feels like this was a Jet thing because it's going to get lost.
By the way,
whatever happens in that game.
One of the other things that Al has done far better than Sean is he brought a bunch of gifts. Like Al, you brought in like a ton of food. I mean, you're going to feed me for months.
Right. What is all this?
You brought in bakery stuff. Thank you, Al. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I have to give credit.
Yeah, this is Northside Bakery. That's out in Brooklyn.
Yep.
On North 8th Street in Brooklyn.
In Williamsburg, yep.
Yep, in Williamsburg.
And by the way, to your credit, this is how classy of a guy Al is.
Oh, this is dope.
It's not only for Evan Robert. I guess there's no S.
That's my fault.
Tiki Barber and Sean Morash.
Oh.
So, Sean, despite not being able to talk today, you can eat all this food from, where'd you get this, bro?
Northside Bakery, 149 North 8th Street in Williamsburg. Shout out to Teresa Kramer. A daughter, you. They came and dropped it off at front. I truly appreciate that.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah. Thank you to them.
What are these dumplings?
Those are pierogies, I believe.
Oh, pierogies.
You have to heat them up.
Nice.
By the way, for those who get it, you'll get it. The collection of food and the promotion is just a preview of next month.
Yeah, get used to that. Yeah. 2 to 6 p.m. here.
That's right. So thank you, Al. That was very nice.
I got one more.
Coming
there and for you.
You got a present?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. He's coming in with a present.
Yeah.
Is it Met related? Is it like
Al comes bearing gifts?
It's an orange bag.
I mean, that looks like a fancy bag.
You think he gave me a fancy present?
I don't know. I mean, no, because he wrote your name on the side.
It says Evan on the front of the bag. Thank you, Al.
This one pained me, but go ahead.
It pained him to give this to me.
He said, this pained me, but he's right. Giving it to you.
Before you give it to me, I just want to say thank you. Whatever it is, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
going to be good. It's good. He said, this is for him, you it always pains, having his back.
Oh, my goodness. It's a Nets jersey.
Wow.
How about that?
Okay, who is it?
I got to open this. Oh, it's a Nets shirt. Let's see. Oh, it's number 5, Jason Kidd!
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.